Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, dengan dimulainya tahun ajaran baru, kini semakin banyak bukti bahwa olahraga selama masa sekolah dikaitkan dengan keberhasilan akademis yang lebih baik. Dengan tingginya angka putus sekolah dari olahraga di kalangan anak perempuan, anak-anak dari latar belakang budaya dan bahasa yang beragam, serta dari latar belakang sosial ekonomi rendah, diharapkan ada lebih banyak upaya yang bisa dilakukan untuk mendorong partisipasi olahraga. Berikut ini adalah laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Samantha Beniak Brooks untuk SBS News. Meskipun manfaat aktivitas fisik telah dipahami secara luas, sebuah penelitian baru mengungkapkan hubungan antara partisipasi anak-anak dalam olahraga dan prestasi akademik yang lebih tinggi. Para peneliti di Universitas Sydney memantau partisipasi olahraga lebih dari 40 ribu anak-anak di seluruh Australia dari usia 4 hingga 13 tahun dan kemudian mencocokkannya dengan kemajuan akademis mereka hingga usia 21 tahun. Penelitian pertama menunjukkan bahwa anak-anak yang ikut serta dalam olahraga dalam jangka panjang kemungkinan besar akan merasakan manfaatnya, termasuk naplan yang lebih baik dan hasil akhir sekolah, perhatian dan ingatan yang lebih besar, tingkat ketidakhadiran yang lebih rendah, dan peluang yang lebih tinggi untuk masuk universitas. Penulis utama Dr. Catherine Owen mengatakan hasil ini menunjukkan betapa pentingnya bagi anak-anak untuk berpartisipasi dalam olahraga.
Team sports really builds social connections and peer bonding and friendships, which are a really strong sense of belonging, which is really important for kids. And I think that's why those specific academic benefits come from team sports, because they're more motivated to go to school and they're more likely to want to go to school to see their friends, and just having that sense of belonging is so important for those specific outcomes.
Meskipun manfaatnya bisa diterapkan secara menyeluruh, Dr. Owen mengungkapkan beberapa anggota masyarakat lebih cenderung menarik diri dari olahraga.
In our overall analysis, we found that 50% of kids continue playing sport throughout their childhood, 25% drop out, and another 25% don't participate at all. And we found that kids who were from, first of all, low socioeconomic status areas, culturally and linguistically diverse, and also girls, were the least likely to continue participating. They were most likely to be in the non-participants or drop out.
Center for Multicultural Youth atau CMY di Victoria menjalankan program olahraga bagi generasi muda berlatar belakang pengungsi dan migran untuk membangun rasa memiliki dan mengembangkan hubungan dengan komunitas lokal. Inisiatif CMY, Center for Multicultural Sport atau CM Sport, bertujuan untuk menjembatani kesenjangan antara dunia olahraga dan komunitas multikultural Australia dengan mendukung organisasi agar menjadi lebih inklusif. Manager CM Sport, Simon Roder, mengatakan kepada SBS News bahwa struktur sistem olahraga Australia menciptakan hambatan untuk masuk.
They come from countries where sports largely played informally, and they come to this country where, you know, to go join your local club, you have to train two nights a week, you have to pay a membership fee that goes to the state body, that goes to the national body. There's a rigid structure to the Australian sporting system, and that, again, particularly with new and emerging communities having larger families, you know, that's a bigger impost on costs for young people.
Dr. Owen mengatakan, olahraga mungkin dipandang sebagai aktivitas yang kurang penting bagi sebagian keluarga.
For families who speak another language at home, sport may not be a priority for them. They have a lot of other stresses and priorities and things on their mind that they are focusing on and not so much on putting their kids into sport. And also may in their culture, it may not be as important to them.
Roder yakin masih banyak yang bisa dilakukan untuk membuat komunitas migran tertarik pada olahraga.
Their priority is education, and so they don't see the benefits, and I think that needs to be a community-wide education process, even in settlement services, where families are explained about the benefits of being physically active. not only academically, but also for social connections, professional connections, to be able to build networks.
Dr. Owen menambahkan, biaya juga menjadi masalah bagi banyak orang.
Sport can get very expensive, and especially with the cost of living going up these days, it becomes a lower priority for parents, and so they pull their kids out of sports. It's so expensive. Especially for young girls, they start losing interest. Girls, especially, they want to play sports for fun. They want to be social. They want to connect with their friends. And when they start hitting adolescence, they kind of, there's not as many social fun options for them.
Kepala Eksekutif Kantor Olahraga New South Wales, Karen Jones, menambahkan, banyak anak perempuan berjuang dengan masalah citra tubuh.
A universal barrier across all the life stages of women is that fear of feeling intimidated or embarrassed to actually exercise in public. And it's that fear of judgment that is the main barrier for girls and women. And that really comes down because of judgment around appearance, maybe judgment around ability, and also just life priorities and judgment around that as well.
Studi ini juga menyoroti manfaat spesifik terkait olahraga individu dan tim. Dr. Owen juga meneliti hal tersebut.
We found for individual sports, it was more beneficial for NAPLAN literacy test results and ATAR results, whereas team sports were more beneficial for cognitive performance, so attention and memory. Kids who played team sports were less likely to be absent from school, and they're also more likely to complete their high school certificate.
Namun Dr. Owen menyarankan bahwa penting bagi seorang anak untuk menikmati aktivitas yang mereka lakukan.
There definitely are more benefits to team sports, but I think it's got to be what the child enjoys. Because if they're not enjoying it, they won't receive the same mental health benefits.
Penelitian tersebut diharapkan dapat menambah pemahaman umum tentang bagaimana lingkungan pendidikan dapat disesuaikan untuk mendorong partisipasi olahraga yang meningkatkan kesehatan fisik dan mental, serta keberhasilan pendidikan anak-anak. Karen Jones mengatakan anak perempuan diberi kesempatan yang sama seperti anak laki-laki.
It's not just about participation. It's about making sure we've got the right facilities for girls to participate. It's about making sure that we've got representation of females across all aspects of sport, whether that be as participants or athletes, through to coaches, through to officials, through to administrators.
Simon Roder mengatakan masih banyak yang harus dilakukan untuk memahami bias yang tidak disadari dalam olahraga dan bagaimana hal itu berdampak pada representasi komunitas multikultural.
We need to reflect our community better and understand that when you're creating those safe cultural environments, a lot of it's to do with you know, images that you have around the sports club, programs you run, trying to, you know, reduce the amount of alcohol that's served, creating environments that are more welcoming to diverse communities.
Dr. Owen menekankan pentingnya generasi muda untuk tetap aktif, bahkan hanya demi kesejahteraan mereka secara umum.
Schools making it more of a priority and placing more emphasis and importance on sports. But then I think it's also got to be coming from the parents. There's got to be parental support and encouragement.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Samantha Beniak Brooks untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.